Happy Easter once again. It is indeed a glorious day, and so I pray that the God of grace and mercy and peace be unto you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this holy day we call Easter, imagine for a moment what was going through the minds of these women who were the first to reach the tomb of Jesus on that first early Easter morning. Now, it's not part of our reading today, but the 23rd chapter of Luke, starting at the 55th verse, tells us that these women, on Friday, they witnessed Jesus' crucifixion and his death. And then they followed Joseph of Arimathea to where Joseph laid Jesus' body. And Luke tells us that they saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid. Then these women returned and prepared spices and ointments. Now, once the Sabbath was over, they rushed over and brought the spices and ointments that they had prepared to Jesus' tomb. Now, these women were not just any women. These women had been dear friends and true supporters of Jesus and his ministries, at least for the last three some years. They had followed him up and down the regions of Galilee and throughout the country in Israel. They have supplied him with food and clothing, probably out of their own pockets. They had stood by him through thick and thin. Especially, they stood by him at the foot of his cross when he was... when everyone else deserted him. But now Jesus of Nazareth, the man, the rabbi who they loved, who had filled their hearts with hope and with joy, now he is dead, lying in a tomb. Now those of us who have lost a loved one, we know what that feels like. We know that feeling of having this void, this emptiness, this chasm, if you will, inside of us, of having lost someone who's been a part of our lives. These women must have felt the same sense of emptiness as they witnessed Jesus die on the cross a couple days ago. But now the Sabbath is over, so they set out on their way to the tomb, and they set out to do the only thing they could, the only thing that they would have control over, and that is to provide Jesus the basic human dignity of proper burial. So they gather up their myrrh, their aloes, and some clean linens to wrap his body in, and they set off for Jesus' tomb. Now I know that you know, that I know that you know what happened. I know that you know that these women came to the tomb, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and Jesus' body was gone, missing. I know that you know that about this story. That's why we're here. That's why this is called Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. But what if They got to the tomb that early morning, and the huge stone of that tomb that closed that tomb was still in place. So they had to muster the strength, use their cunnings, use whatever system they could figure out to push and pry the stone away. And they did it. And then they took a look inside, and there lies the body of Jesus, exactly where it was laid Friday night. In other words, what if Jesus didn't rise from the dead? What if he stayed dead? What would that mean to you? What would be left of this Sunday that we call Easter had Jesus not rise from the dead? Had Jesus still be dead? Well, a pastor was asked this very question. He was presented to this scenario, and he answered this way. Well, he said, it would cause us to adjust our understanding of Christianity for sure. But ultimately, the truth and the power of Christianity would remain undisturbed, he proclaimed. We would still have all of Jesus' teachings, and we still will have all of his stories, and we'll still have all of his wonderful examples of love that we are to give toward the poor, the homeless, and the destitute. Then this pastor goes on and says, and even though Easter wouldn't be about the physical resurrection of Jesus, we would go on celebrating the example and testimony of this great man of God who lives on in our hearts and who inspires us to be kind to others. In fact, this pastor says, even if the tomb wasn't empty, our hearts would still be full. Well, what do y'all think about his answer? Is he right? Well, is he right? Well, according to the Apostle Paul, he's absolutely wrong. And I'm glad this pastor wasn't a Lutheran pastor. He was absolutely wrong. If Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead, then the whole of Christianity is lost. If the body of Jesus is still decaying somewhere in the Middle East, somewhere today, then it's an absolute disaster to our faith. You see, we as Christians need to know this and affirm this, that everything rises or falls with Easter. That is what separates us Christians from all others. Everything rises or falls on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, in Paul's first letter to the Christians in Corinth, the 15th chapter specifically, the Apostle Paul offers us five factors that would alter our Christian realities if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead. The first factor, he says, is that we would have no hope of being resurrected ourselves if Jesus wasn't resurrected from the dead. In fact, Paul wrote in verse 13 of chapter 15, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And by his logic, the converse is also true. If Christ has not been raised, then there is no resurrection of the dead. There's no resurrection for you and me. You see, the promise that Christ made to all who died and believed in him is that they will be resurrected to new life when he returns. That's what he promised us. But in order for this to happen, Jesus himself will have to have been raised from the dead. So as Paul would put it, if Christ hasn't been raised, you have no hope of resurrection yourself. The second factor that Paul points out, if Jesus was not raised to new life, is that our preaching and our teaching is false and pointless. Paul adds in verse 14 of the same letter to the Corinthians, and if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain and your faith has been in vain. In other words, if Christ stayed dead, then every sermon, every preaching, every teaching, every Christian song that you've ever sung, then everything that has been done in his name throughout the centuries, all would have been for nothing. Pointless. Meaningless. In fact, in verse 15, Paul is basically saying that we as Christians have been false witnesses of God, which would make me and all the pastors and preachers and evangelists that you've ever known would make us liars. Then the third factor that Paul points out that will change and alter our reality as Christian if Jesus has not been raised from the dead is that our faith is worthless. That is what Paul continued to write to the Corinthians in verse 17 of the same chapter. And what he meant was that unless your faith is grounded in something worthy of your trust, it's useless. This means that it's not enough. It's not enough to believe in something. It's better to make sure that you believe in something that will actually save you. I remember in college studying one of the great American philosophers, contemporary, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he taught that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere at it. It does matter what you believe. Specifically, it does matter in who you believe. See, true faith has power because of who we believe in, not simply because we believe. It's the who, in who we believe in, that gives the power of faith. Now, not only would our faith be worthless, according to Paul, but the fourth factor, if Jesus had not was not raised from the dead, is that the fourth factor is that we would still be full of sins. Now, y'all thought I was going to say something else, right? Full of sins. Yep. We would still be full of sins. You see, without the resurrection of Jesus, if Jesus had not been raised from the dead, we won't have forgiveness. Our sins would have not been washed away. Without the resurrection, the power of sin has not been broken. and the consequences of death has not been canceled out or challenged. You see, Paul talks about that the wages of sin is death. And the sign that sin has been taken care of, canceled out, that the sin is dead, gone and no more, is that it has to be conquered. It has to be defeated. So how does that happen? How do we kill death? Simple. By overcoming it with new life. If you overcome death by having a new life come out of it, you have defeated, broken, canceled out death. And that is exactly what Jesus did. And lastly, Paul tells us that those then who have died in Christ have also perished if Christ wasn't raised from the dead. You know what this means? This means that all believers who have died, if Christ was not raised from the dead, all the believers who have died are lost forever to the eternal death. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, every Christian funeral has been invalidated. There's no hope of heaven. There's no hope of that great reunion in the presence of God if Christ has not been raised from the dead. Everyone you've lost, everyone you've loved, everyone that you've grieved over is gone, gone for good. There's no hope of being reunited with them ever again if Christ has not been raised. Dead. And if that were to happen, Paul wrote that we should be pitied more than anyone else on the face of the planet. Why? Because we would have been believing, worshiping in a Jesus who is powerless over death if he was not raised from the dead. But here's the good news. And I know that you know that there is good news in this. After all, this is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. I know that you know the truth. The truth is that Jesus is not dead. He is risen. And you say, absolutely. Jesus is not dead. He is risen truly, bodily, powerfully. And so today and every day has so much more to offer us. And you have every reason, therefore, to be in worship this morning, on this Easter morning. You have every reason to worship him, to come back and again to praise him. Yes, the tomb is empty because Christ is risen. And because he is risen indeed, now trust him. Trust that your sins are fully forgiven, washed away. Trust that your sins are forgiven by the one who paid the wages of sin on the cross for you, and by the one who overcame the power of death by his resurrection power. And now, as fully forgiven children of the Most High God, let God's truth, let God's love for you drive out your doubts. Let God's love and presence, and let the risen Christ drive out the fears in your life. Leave behind any what ifs in your life. Instead, experience godly joys as you live for Jesus each day. After all, eternal life in heaven is secured by Christ for you, who indeed was raised from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, look forward to your own resurrection when he comes again in his glory. Because he rose from the dead, look forward to the reunion with all those who've died in him, who have gone on before us. Until that day, may our Lord Jesus keep you in a living Easter faith, so that you're always running on empty. No, not that kind of running on empty, but the running on the emptiness that sin and death creates. Running on the emptiness that the tomb represents for us this day. Represents the fact that Christ is risen, y'all. Amen.